Welcome to the Early Edge. My name is Sia Najat, and we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Let's see how we did on the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. We go 6-4. I hit my first five buckets, another 2-0. Brad Thomas 2-0, which includes a plus 200. We lose a couple of juicy plays in the WNBA and in college baseball. Certainly make up for it with an even money play, a plus 200 play. Shout out to Jeff Hockman for taking the Twins plus 1.5. Listen, we'll take 6-4. We're always trying to improve on it. And how about a pick? How about a pick before we bring in the stars of the show? Let's see what Sportsline has to offer. Of course, Sportsline has many more picks to offer, but here's one we cherry-picked for the show, courtesy of Prop Bet guy Shane McClanahan, under 15.5 outs at minus 117. Again, go to sportsline.com/join to join up. If you haven't already, let's join the stars of the show. Let's bring them in. We've got a great cast today, folks. We've got Mackenzie Brooks. We've got Adam Thompson. We've got A-Mags, and we've got John Buckets Eimer. Listen, Buckets, I was going to go to you first, but we had some breaking news late last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo is now a member of the Miami Heat. Adam Thompson, I need some reaction.
Oh, as a Wisconsin guy, it was a day that was going to come. It was inevitable. And I thought the return they got for it was good enough. I mean, the Heat have been after Giannis for years. They did not make, this was not hidden. It was not a surprise that they wanted him, and the Bucks really milked it for a long time. And I think the haul they got was good. And now for Miami, kudos to them. This is their time. They have him and Bam. LeBron all of a sudden is a rumor now that he might leave LA. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's stirring interest in South Beach.
A lot might happen today. We've got the NBA draft tonight. Mackenzie, quick reaction, Giannis to Miami. I guess it wasn't a huge surprise. I don't know that Miami's a contender necessarily, but certainly makes their team a lot more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, to say a deep playoff run, I don't know if I'm there yet. Also relying on this guy to stay healthy, but you now technically have two guys on your roster that can score 50 plus between him and Bam. So that's huge news for Miami.
Yeah, I mean, the way Bam put up some points against the Wizards, maybe 50 plus is conservative. We got Mackenzie for soccer today. We've got Adam Thompson for NBA draft props. If you have any, put him in the chat. I know he has at least one. He's got a recommendation, a lean to give out, but he's also got baseball. A-Max has baseball. I have baseball in buckets. You have two things. You have soccer picks. We're going to have a lot of questions in the chat for you, of course, pertaining to the World Cup, you and Mackenzie. But it's interesting. We were talking pre-show, and you told me that not everybody is watching the World Cup in the same way. Talk to me about VTubers.
Yeah, before I get started into this, just know that I am brand new to this, so I apologize for anyone I offend when I inevitably mess all of this up. But have any of you heard of VTubers before?
No.
That's totally fine. I hadn't either, and that's okay. I just want to talk about the beauty of the World Cup, because it's very cliche, and everyone always says the World Cup, it brings everyone together. All walks of life all come to enjoy the beautiful game. I know it's cliche, but it's true, and we're seeing that with all the different fans celebrating and all the love here in North America. But yesterday, I was watching the Argentina and Austria match, and at halftime, I was doing my research because I had to talk about it later on Galazzo, and so I pulled up YouTube, and I got a recommended video, and I apologize because I'm going to say this name wrong. It was Takanashi Kiara from Hollow Live doing a VTuber watch along. No idea what this meant, but I was like, watch along. That's cute. We do those for Galazzo. You know, I did ones once, and not to brag, I got like 500 viewers, feeling pretty good about myself. She had 15,000 viewers watching along with her while she was screaming her support for the Austrian national team. And it blew my mind because this is a community that I didn't even know existed. I'm in my little CBS bubble here. I think that I'm a big deal. And then I see someone just showing an amount of love and support for their nation that I cannot fathom. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing that we see the beautiful game shared in so many different facets and different ways that I don't even know about. So Ben, if you can throw the picture up on the screen real quick to show everyone. Yeah, it's like VTubers are animated people, to sound dumb, that watch shows and play. I just think it's such a beautiful thing that things exist that I don't even think about, Sia. So just thought that was kind of awesome to see in this space.
Well, Buckets, what's also really cool is some of those people, I guess you must have met some of those people last night on, I don't even know, again, terminology is escaping me, but Uberhopper is in here, says, you nailed it. I think they're talking about the pronunciation. God of Amiibo says, you said it right. So you've recruited some of them over here. I think that's a really interesting experience. It must have been super fun to watch. Okay, so feel free to comment on that, but you also have two picks for us, Buckets.
Well, and I tweeted about it because I'm like, this is so cool. What a niche little fun thing. I went to their channel. channel, they've got millions of subs. So I felt like kind of an idiot to be like, how cute, I'm promoting them. That's like, oh, hey, come check out our show instead. But no, it's just, it's cool. I've got two bets. Let me ramble through those real quick. Our first match sees Portugal take on Uzbekistan. And Portugal are in a little bit of trouble right now because everyone's saying, is Cristiano Ronaldo washed? Is this team going to fall apart? What's going to happen? Oh, my. They had one bad game. Say what you want about Ronaldo, but this is still a Portuguese side that has the best midfield on the planet, and they're playing an Uzbekistan team whose defense is just not up to par right now. Portugal should roll them whether Ronaldo scores or not. So I'm in Portugal over 2.5 team total. It's minus 125. It's a little bit of juice. I know. I don't care. It's a good bet. Portugal might score 3 in the first half and give them the Spain treatment like we saw in game 2. Bet number 2, Colombia taking on DR Congo. DR Congo, what a fun nation to watch. My word, did they look good in that opening draw they pulled off. And what was so impressive about DR Congo was not their good defense that everyone knew that they had, but how well they attacked, how vicious they were on the counter, how this team pressed. It was a thing of beauty. So even though Colombia is the better team, even though Colombia should win, I expect Congo to get a goal here. And giving me both teams to score at plus 130, whew, yes, please. All day, Sia, all day.
All right, we got a couple of bets, a minus 125, a plus 130. A lot of soccer questions are going to come your way and Mackenzie's way as well, but let's transition to Major League Baseball. A lot of MLB picks to give out. We already gave one out courtesy of PropBet Guy. Again, if you joined us late, it was Shane McClanahan under 15.5 outs at minus 117. But A-Mags, you like Matt Snyder's Cubs today.
I do. And a couple things. First off, I feel like I got to be at my best behavior here. We have a ton of new people in this chat. So thank you for everyone, coming in the chat and saying hello. And, you know, happy birthday to Richard Pierre, one of our most ardent, longest supporters here in the chat. We met him at the Yankee game last year. An awesome guy. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to him. And yes, I do like Matt Snyder's Cubs here today against Kodai Senga. The game yesterday rained out, so everything kind of pushed to today. And the Cubs over 3.5 on the team total, a really palatable price, in my opinion, here for a 3.5 for the away team. I get, you know, maybe the weather is a little crappy in New York and it hasn't been great, but it looks like it should be, you know, it should be fine here. Maybe a little sprinkles of rain, but it should be fine to get this game off. And Kodai Senga, I know we like, you know, to maybe look at him as, and the other Japanese pitchers as well. These guys that do a little bit better on extended rest, because that's, you know, the formula that they use in Japan, where here we go on 4 days rest and pitch on the fifth day. So it gets a little bit of extra rest here, but I still don't love it. When you look at what this Cubs team did to him last time, it was 6 hits, 3 walks, 6 earned runs. I mean, they just tattooed him. And the wind was blowing out that day earlier this season in Wrigley, so maybe that boosted the run scoring a little bit. But still, he's given up at least 2 runs in every start this year. I think he's very liable to walk a bunch of hitters here against this Cubs team. And so, like I said, the away team at just a 3.5 total here for the Cubs, a palatable price. I'm more than happy to play that one and bet on some runs for Chicago tonight.
All right, let's see how many baseball questions we have in the chat already. I see a lot of soccer questions already. Any thoughts, A-Mags? This question was for me, but I'm just going to hand it off to you because I haven't had a chance to look at the A's-Giants game. Any thoughts on a first five over 4.5? This one from Ray G.
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't dislike that one. I was actually looking at Robbie Ray maybe for some strikeouts here, but I when I was looking at those numbers, I was actually a bit surprised how amazing the Athletics had been against left-handed pitching. I mean, over the last month, they're like the best offense against lefties. So if you're looking for some runs, I think there might be some in that game.
How about some Dodgers Twins under 9 with Robleski on the mound versus Rojas in Minnesota?
Yeah, I believe that when I had just sent some weather information in the Discord a few moments ago, and yeah, that one looked like an over 10%, about 12%, bumped down to the home run hitting environment and the run scoring environment there. So of course we saw Shohei Ohtani, lead off with a home run yesterday. Anything can happen with some runs there, but I do lean to the under.
All right, speaking of home runs, we got a home run chart, but also we've got a BetMGM promo that you're going to want to check out yet again today. Once a day, play our free-to-play BetMGM Swing for the Fences for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the batter and pick an area of the strike zone. If your batter gets a hit, you win a prize. Quick programming update. The World Cup, we got World Cup picks and WNBA picks on CBS Sports Network today between 12 and 1 o'clock. So you're going to want to tune in for that. And you're going to want to tune in right after this message because we've got something coming from Mackenzie, from Adam, and from myself. And of course, all of your questions in the chat right after this. I just love the chat. I'm still getting the slow clap from Mackenzie Brooks, which I love, but the chat is amazing. So they're always amazing, but let's see. Dibia says, for me personally, the show doesn't start unless Sia promos Son of a Taylor. Liddy says, Buckets is officially in my will. I'm sure he speaks for a lot of people. Josh Hart says, Sia, I need your nutrition program. It's not much of a program. It's a lot of drinking a lot of water and just cutting out my sugar just a little bit. Not all of the sugar, just a little bit. And mixing in some vegetables, Buckets. We do need to mix in some Mackenzie Brooks bets. Mackenzie, talk to me about the World Cup today.
Yeah, so Buckets hit on a few games, and I actually am looking more at the England-Ghana game. Obviously, a very lopsided game. What my strategy, the successful parts of my strategy so far this World Cup have been when you have these tight games, you have these tight lines, maybe a close spread, both teams to score feels like what's cashing. Then you get to these games like Ghana, England, and you're thinking to yourself, what is even worth betting on? This England's minus 600. So these first half player props for these dominant teams is where I found a lot of success. I did it with Brazil versus Haiti, a couple guys to score or assist in the first half, shots on target in the first half. And what we're realizing, especially after yesterday, is we do not need to overthink the players and the stars that are shining, okay? Mbappe has 2 goals. Haaland has 2 goals. Messi scores. Like, all of these big, big names, they're really who's running the show. So I'm going to Harry Kane here for England. He's the guy for England. But I'm trying to get some better value. His anytime goal score is pretty juicy. His shots on goal to score assists are all, like, minus 200 or worse. So I'm going Harry Kane to have a shot on target in the first half and parlaying it with England's money line to get us to at a reasonable price, minus 122. Now, very large amount of variations of this parlay. If you want to get a little more bang for your buck, you can do to score assist in the first half. You can have 2+ goals. I know that's a really popular one for Harry Kane right now. After watching the other stars all get 2+ goals, it feels statistically impossible for the next star the next day to also get to. So I'm staying away from that. This is like the safest version of a variety of what you can do with Harry Kane. But again, he had 3 shots on target in their first game. He's always making it through essentially every single game with at least a shot on target. So just the first half is around minus 170 and parlaying it with the money line that England is, again, minus 600, I think it is, on certain books. So that's where I'm going to go with this. But again, any version, just advice, is first half player props for some of these lopsided games seems to be where I'm having the most success.
Mackenzie, Josh Clemente in the chat says, well, how about Harry Kane, 2 goals? Everybody else is doing it. He didn't put a price, but I assume you're not going to go that far with Harry Kane.
If I didn't watch every other star do it yesterday, I would feel like a little bit, I'm like a regression to the mean kind of girl. You know what I mean? Like, there's another end of that bell curve, and I don't know if I want to go for 4 in a row here. Someone did ask about a score or assist, and I'm so frustrated. I was going to give this out. It was even money yesterday. Jude Bellingham for England to score or assist was around even money. Now it's minus 130, so maybe that's just, you know, maybe I was being right and the market's moving in the right way. I was shocked that was even money, but that's a guy on the England side that I think is worth looking at if you want someone to score or assist.
Buckets.
Ken's question for you. Mm-hmm. Are you at all worried about the story that the Ghanaian witch doctor Nana Kwaku Bonsam put a curse on Harry Kane saying that he will not score? I guess you don't need him to score, but that's a lot of people are talking about this witch doctor coming after Kane.
You know, no fear, 2 steps ahead. We're looking for shots on target. The shots on target. No goals in my part.
Smart.
She factored that into her analysis.
Ken's is the real deal. She knew that. Well done.
Hey, Mags, before you follow up, I do want to point out, we actually talked about this game on CBS Sports Network yesterday with Martin Green, Brad Thomas, and Buckets. And that conversation is on the Sportsline YouTube channel right now. So make sure you're subscribed to the Sportsline YouTube channel for content like that you can watch right after this show. Hey, Mags, go ahead.
Well, there are plenty of England fans with human monies that could just pay Danhausen to, you know, curse the other side of that, curse the witch doctor, and then everything would be fine. I love the way that these things are playing out in sports now. Just curse the team you're playing against and you're good.
Can I just say also on the topic of the culture around the World Cup, the Tartan Army now making their way down to Fort Lauderdale, Miami, which is like where I live. Like, the thought of them in Elbow Room, for the chat that knows what Elbow Room is. Yeah. I know you do. Like, I'm upset that they had to part ways with Boston. That feels like an emotional breakup. But something about season 2 of them in South Florida, discovering like the clubs in Miami and Elbow Room, Fort Lauderdale, like, it's going to be awesome. Like the content will be great again.
I feel like I don't. How long are they potentially down there, Mackenzie? I feel like I have to fly down now and just like stay on Las Olas and just watch all the action.
They're there. I know they're there. I don't think they play tomorrow at 6, but I know a lot of them have made the great migration south. So, I mean, today, tomorrow, just, you know, be on the internet because they're gold. Everything about them is amazing.
This World Cup has been even more amazing than I could have imagined. That's not what buckets you probably already anticipated this. This has been really great theater, and we have a lot more to go. So make sure you're dialed in to this show and all the shows on CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network, and of course the Sportsline YouTube channel. Let me get some baseball out of the way. Adam, we still need to get your picks. Let me get mine out of the way really quick, and then we'll get your two baseball picks. Then we're going to get your NBA draft prop, and then we're going to go right back to the World Cup because we've got a lot of questions to get to. I'll be quick. Orioles first five. I'm going to play the same thing I played yesterday, a first five minus a half, first five run line. And this is just a case of me fading the Angels, but particularly Ryan Johnson on the mound. I will admit Ryan Johnson has had limited work, so we don't have much of a sample size, but the sample size we do have is quite bad. You look at anything, ERA, expected ERA, whip, hard contact, barrel rate, all of those, a walk. The guy doesn't have control. He's like really not a starting pitcher. And I really like how this Orioles lineup is shaping up. I mean, they're a very streaky team. They got the cold streaks, they got the hot streaks. I think they're in the midst of a hot streak. They won 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers. And frankly, if you watch that game Friday night, they should have won all three. They lost on a walk-off that they absolutely had no business losing. Then they dispatched the Angels yesterday 6-1. Shane Baz on the mound, beginning of the year, not so good. His last outing was a little sketchy, but overall, the last 6-7 starts, Shane Baz has been way better than people think Shane Baz was going to be after his start. So I think we have a pretty big pitching discrepancy. I think we definitely have a batting discrepancy in terms of how the Orioles bats are looking. So I hate laying the half a run, but if I don't lay the half a run, I have to give you a minus 150, minus 160. So I'm going to go ahead and lay the first five half a run, minus 106. All right, let's transition. I get a bit of a head nod from AMAX. We still have so much to cover, including the home run chart and soccer. But Adam, I want to cover your two baseball plays, and then we'll get to your NBA draft pick.
Yeah, I'll be semi-quick here. We talked about Twins-Dodgers. Under 9 is actually one of my top plays of today. Dodgers offense has kind of fallen off lately, just 4 runs in the last 3 games. Their OPS versus lefties is 540 over the last 2 weeks. They're going to face a pretty good one in Kendry Rojas, who may not go more than about 4 innings, but he has a 1.26 ERA so far in the 14 innings that he's pitched. And Roblewski, he's allowed 0 or 1 runs in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's gone 6-7 in each of them. And, you know, the Dodgers won this first game 2-1. We talked about the wind. It's blowing straight in, expected tonight in Minnesota. So 9 runs, I thought that was a fair number. We landed 3 last night. Let's do that again one more night. And then Tigers, minus 104, near even money at home. They're hosting the Yankees, and the Yankees offense, they've lost 4 or 5. They've only scored 12 runs in those 5 games. Casey Mize was only okay in his first start off the IL, but he's got a 1.27 ERA at home. He's got a sub-2 ERA in his last 7 starts. So I think they can get it. Detroit's won 4 straight. They've scored 4 or 5 runs in all those games. I think that's enough against Carlos Rodon. So Tigers run line or money line at near even money, and Twins Dodgers under 9. And I'll give a prop a shout out to the A's Giants over first 5 that somebody mentioned. Like Mag said, the A's are one of the top hitting teams against lefties. And Aaron Civale for the A's, he's kind of a gas can right now. So I think both teams are going to go over.
All right, and now let's turn to the NBA draft tonight. A lot of excitement around the NBA draft, whether that be regarding the draftees themselves or some trades that may or may not happen. You've got one official play. Now, I know you have a couple of plays that you like, but you have an official play on Keaton Wagler to go where overall?
I think he's going to go number 5 to the Clippers. There's been some medical concerns, and I think that's smoke. I think they really like him. I think they like what he brings. He's going to be a 6'5 point guard, and plus 200 seem very fair for that. So yeah, I think you pair him with Darius Garland. That's a tall, big backcourt, and that's kind of what they want. That's kind of what they like. That's what the coach likes. So plus 200, I thought was a pretty fair number. I have about 10 NBA draft prop picks for the draft, and they're all going to be posted on the Discord at Sportsline.
If you want to join Sportsline and be a part of that Discord, I mean, what's so interesting is Sportsline had so much to offer even before the Discord was created a couple of years ago. I mean, so much to offer that, like, even me, I can't absorb everything every day. There's just too much articles, simulations, model picks, all expert picks, all of the things. But we also have the Discord. So if you're not already joined up, go to sportsline.com/join, join up. And then once you're there, go to discord.gg/sportsline. Again, discord.gg/sportsline. That's where you'll get all the information for the NBA draft from Adam Thompson. But we have a channel for every single sport. So if you're into baseball, that is very active with AMAGS and Jen and Katie and so many that are in this chat right now. We've got NBA, you know, NFL, obviously. You name the sport, UFC, WNBA, PGA, we've got it. All right, let's transition yet again to some soccer questions, Buckets. We have so many that I'd like you to do your rapid fire thing and just handle as much as you can, and then we'll try to get some reaction from Ken's after that.
Yep, give me 1 second.
Oh, here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, rapid fire. Big Cheesy 707, Portugal -2 on the spread at -150. That's juicy, but I love it. Portugal should win by 3 or more. Gippers pick, first 2 games, both teams to score. No, at +138. I think that is the correct way to bet it. I think that happens, but you will never, ever, ever see me bet both teams not to score. Come on, Gippers, you know that. Steve Folkerts, Croatia money line and under 3.5 at +130. I like the Croatia money line. I'd rather take the money line and over 1.5 rather than under because Panama's defense is terrible and Croatia's scored 2 against England. This could get ugly. Alonso Olivas 2399. Will you consider Ronaldo 2 shots on goals? I won't personally. It'll probably hit, but Ronaldo keeps costing me money and I don't want to trust him again. Then we got Portugal first half team total over 1.5 at +150 from Darian Mercurio 3809 at +150. Absolutely love that bet. Portugal should slam them. I think they get 2 early. And yeah, Ronaldo probably gets 2 shots. So go back and take that. Buckets, do you like Panama team total under 0.5 at +120? Bad Jeff, spray bottle. Bad Jeff, not bet. It's a good bet. Panama's offense is terrible. They probably won't score, but that just makes me sick to my stomach. And I'll do one more here. T. Harrop says, I'm getting England to score in both halves at 2.0 +100, which feels too good. That's a tasty line. I like that a lot because I like England over 2.5 team total at -110. I expect them to get at least 3 here. And I want to say for Ken's on that Jude Bellingham to score or assist, even at -130, that's worth taking. If England are going to get 3 goals here, Kane's gets a brace. Bellingham probably gets an assist. If he doesn't, he's going to score. Plus, you get the sub-on option for Bellingham with loads of talent on the bench. I think it's worth taking.
And even those, you could like parlay with the England money line and get it closer to -110 or parlay it with over 1.5, you know, team total or something like that. I almost gave this pick out. I think I'm going to give it out on Glotzo later.
I think you still should. It's a great pick.
It's a really good pick. I do like it. Someone else asked in the chat about, they said England's shots on target total for the game was 6.5 at +110. I find that hard to believe that is the true line. If it is, I'm absolutely in on that. I think they've soared over this in their past 2 games. They had 11 against Croatia. So I'm in if it's actually +110.
I'm seeing over 6.5 at -145 on MGM. Okay. Obviously, you shop that around. If you can ladder it, that might be ladder opportunity because I'm assuming 7.5 would be plus money there. But yeah, it's the kind of game where Ghana are just going to, pending the witch doctor story not working, Ghana are just going to be holding on for dear life.
But again, shots on target are shots on target. Not goals.
We don't need the goals. We don't need the goals.
We're sticking to shots on target for this game. No goals.
I mean, with the witch doctor involved, it certainly makes a lot of sense if we're still talking about England here. All right, let's go to the home run chart, and then we've got some baseball questions, AMAGs, for you, and I'll bounce them off Adam Thompson as well. We've got Taylor Ward, +487 versus +650. Well, I hope that comes through, especially in the first 5, because it implicates my bet. Juan Soto, +285 versus +300. And PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, +396 versus a +400. Again, these are the top MLB home run plays, courtesy of the Sportsline model, the Inside the Lines crew, and specifically Jacob Fetner. AMAGs, your reaction?
I guess I just hope Juan Soto doesn't hit one, you know, kind of being on the Cubs side there. But, you know, we're taking the team total, so it really doesn't matter. I think PCA is a great pick here. And then Taylor Ward, last night, home run in his first game back in LA after being traded from the Angels to the O's. And I think that that +650 looks really good to me.
That's very interesting. Adam, any reaction here? And also any reaction to Moshe's call on the Phillies run line at even money? Phillies in Washington, it's Luzardo versus Littell.
Yeah, go for it. I think both teams are going to score a lot of runs in that one. And I'm intrigued by the Soto home run. He only has one hit all time against Edward Cabrera. It was a homer. And Cabrera is giving them up right now. He's given up six home runs in his last three starts. So he's struggling to keep it in the yard right now.
Hey, Mags, do you have a lean on Parker Messick K's against the White Sox?
Yeah, lean to the over. I mean, there's a few out there today that I think are kind of close, even like the Shane Baz one against the Angels, but not too much I love in the strikeout department. If I could, we had a question about at-bat strikeouts. Talking about the Discord, I usually don't like to toot my own horn, but last night, Brandon Woodruff struck out 10 batters. Put that in the Discord that I wanted to attack some of those hitters. We went 5-for-8 on those. Every one of them was either around plus 200 or better. You know, going 5-for-8 at those prices, we were very happy with that. So we'll try some more at-bat strikeouts here today. I think Lizardo, the lefty-lefty matchup with him against Wood and Abrams, should play well for him. Similarly with Robbie Ray, you know, better against lefties. So Nick Kurtz, that matchup for him, that left-on-left, even Tyler Soderstrom maybe. And then how about Carlos Rodon gets to face Trey Cruz. I hope I'm saying that right. His name is T-R-E-I. I don't think I've ever seen Trey spelt that way. Trey Cruz, who I looked at his minor league stats. He still had like 15 strikeouts and 30 at-bats against lefties. He's been much better against righties. He's a switch hitter. He's been better from the right side. So, I'm not even saying this correctly in my brain. But Trey Cruz, Carlos Rodon, that first strikeout, plus 180 for him. Very young guy against Carlos Rodon at the bottom of the lineup. I think that's a good one as well.
Zach Kosinski in the chat says, are we hot or cold on Alex Fitzpatrick? Of course, that's a golf question for the signature event starting on Thursday, the Travelers Championship. I'm always hot on Alex Fitzpatrick, whether he makes my card or not. He usually does as a long shot. I haven't decided if he's going to be an outright, but I do like the look. A reminder for everybody on this Sportsline YouTube channel, which hopefully you're all subscribed to. Maybe you turn your alerts on, maybe you don't. Either way, just make sure you're subscribed because at 7 o'clock tonight, we're doing our best bets show. Me, Jason Sobel, Patrick McDonald, and Eric Cohen for the Travelers Championship. And I have a funny feeling Alex Fitzpatrick will be somewhere along the best bets. Adam Thompson, go ahead.
Somebody posted in the chat, Kyle Schwarber home run. I love that too, actually. Zach Liddell, you know, I think both these teams are going to score a lot of runs. He gave up 4 homers in his last start, and Schwarber has a very good history against him as well.
Let's go around the horn before we bring up the recap screen. Buckets, more soccer questions.
Yeah, let's do one more mini rapid fire here, just because we didn't get to all of them the first time. Buckets or Kens, do we like Bruno Fernandes to score or assist at minus 170 as a parlay piece maybe? I'm going to be on Galazzo later today giving out Fernandes just assist. It's plus 190. I would rather take that, although I do think he's going to do something in this game. He is their midfield. He's the best player on the planet in his position. It should be a fun game. And then we've got Kens from the Queese. Can we get it to score or assist? Is Bellingham just the only one you're looking at?
Ooh, I think you're on mute, McKenzie.
Might be unmuted.
I was eating my breakfast. Don't mind me. Bellingham was, I'm going to give him out later today. That's on the card. That and the England to score in both halves on top of my parlay I have are probably my three plays.
Beautiful. And then lastly, Carter Taggart said Buckets, Portugal first half money line. First half money line is minus 250 at the moment. So maybe that's what you parlay with something like Bruno Fernandes to score or assist at minus 170. There's ways you can get that to even money, but 250 is just too much for me.
Real quick, Buckets and then McKenzie, when are we going to be able to find you on Galazzo Network today?
Go ahead, Buckets.
I will be on at, I think Kids is on all the time today. I'll be on at 11:20. I'll be on Galazzo breaking down specifically the Portugal-Uzbekistan match. And then I'll be on at 11:45 tonight for those of you that can't sleep like me.
Yeah, I'm the in-betweeners. I'm going to be on the end of the 3 p.m. show and the end of the 6 p.m. show.
Okay. And don't forget CBS Sports Network between 12 and 1 today. And, of course, on Sportsline YouTube, 7 o'clock Best Bets show. Adam, any lingering questions you saw in the chat before we get to the recap screen?
I don't think so. I think we covered most of the stuff. Looking forward to the NBA draft.
Me too. I'm very much looking forward to it. Maybe after the draft and after some crazy trades today, we'll look at NBA futures because for fun's sake, if nothing else. A-Mags, anything in the chat we need to get to?
We had one question here. Ryan McMahon. Everyone knows I love to fade Ryan McMahon. I'm a Ryan McMahon hater. So Ryan McMahon has 6 strikeouts and 7 at-bats against Mize. Yeah, I just wish the numbers lately looked like maybe a little bit better for Mize against lefties, but he's still coming back off the IL. You know, he was out for multiple different injury stints. I think he's a pretty solid pitcher. So I was leaning to his over 15.5 outs, over on the strikeouts. I think he could have a solid day there to Adam's point on his play. So I do like that one. There was one more here in the chat. Oh, Jeff. Gosh, I can't even believe I'm giving Jeff any time here. Jeff says, do we like Tigers team total over 4.5? Rodon gets hit harder than a pinata. I actually do like that. So, yeah, you know, there you go, Jeff. I'm glad it also wasn't like the third minor league baseball team that no one knows about. Because that's generally what he does in soccer. It's some random team you've never heard of. So thank you for making it a major league team there.
Okay, so I do want to mention that Ben is in the chat, and he says the Bulls might be back, which is really jumping the gun. But okay, I mean, we'll see what happens as Adam just kind of looks away. Bulls are Ben, listen, you produce the show. You can come on and say your piece if you want to. Mackenzie says, enough, Ben. I didn't see that. That's funny. Liddy says, can you model a Son of a Taylor tee manana for the show? Well, I actually have a polo that I think I can model, like I could wear on the show tomorrow. So, Liddy, that's a great suggestion. And I think it's probably time before this show gets really out of hand to get to the recap screen. Hand up if somebody needs to say something. Orioles first 5, -0.5, -106. That's my baseball play, and we're going to buckets. Portugal over 2.5, team total -125. And Colombia versus DR Congo, both teams to score +130. We mentioned where Buckets is going to be on Galazzo Network, but again, he's also going to be on CBS Sports Network today with Martin Green and Brad Thomas. We're going to kick things off, pun intended, at 12 o'clock, talking World Cup soccer for at least 30 minutes. We go to Adam Thompson, Tigers money line -104 and Dodgers Twins under 9 -118. Also an NBA draft prop, 5th overall pick, Keaton Wagler +200. AMAX, Cubs team total over 3.5 runs, -137. And Mackenzie Brooks, Harry Kane, first half shot on target, plus England money line, -122. We got a sports line pick for you as well. Shane McClanahan, under 15.5 outs, -117. That one courtesy of Prop Bet Guy.
Can I say something quick?
Yeah, please.
Well, like these are things Buckets obviously knows because he's been doing this forever and kills it. But for people in the chat and like myself included, kind of betting on the World Cup and soccer consistently for the first time, relative to other sports, like this is the most two-leg heavy-juiced parlay attack that I think is like very successful way to bet on soccer. Like I don't think we do that a ton in the NFL and NBA, at least I don't personally, but when it comes to soccer, it's so hard to bet on. So to take two things that seem likely to happen to get yourself to around even money is a very that's my advice, I guess, is what I'm going to say. To people who don't typically bet on soccer, we don't typically take that approach a lot.
Buckets, your reaction. And also, before we close the show, can you give another shout out to the VTuber who brought some of her guests in? I think it's a she, right? Who brought some of her guests into the chat today?
In response to what Ken said, I think I don't know how it is for other sports because I've never tried betting other sports because they scare me. I like my little safe football bubble here, but it's a great way to do it, right? I mean, it's so easy to look at the World Cup. And here's the thing with the World Cup. The chalk is hitting every single time. People are complaining, you know, why would you just take Messi? Because he scored every game. Why would you take because he scored every game? Sometimes taking the obvious things is the right thing to do. I like to overcomplicate it because that's who I am as a person, but I think it is a great approach to take the two things that should happen and just make them happen. And yes, shout out to Kiara. Thank you to all the viewers that are here for the first time, hopefully not the last time. And I apologize if I pronounced or said anything wrong. I'm doing my best in this world just like we all are, but it's great to have you all here.
Well, yeah, what was the witch doctor's name again?
Oh, I'd have to Google that. That was something I do not. Witch doctor, Nana Kwaku Bonsam.
If you said that wrong, you might be cursed now.
Yeah, let's not ask me any more questions about the witch doctor.
Good stuff. Thanks, everybody, new and old. Thanks, everybody, for being in here, whether it's just today or this is your first time today or just in general. We really appreciate everybody being in here. And that includes Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Maybe he'll have to make an appearance on tomorrow's show to talk about the Bulls draft. But I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Mackenzie Brooks. Thank you, Buckets. Thank you, AMAGS and Adam Thompson. Everybody, enjoy your Tuesday. Maybe we'll see you at 12 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. Maybe we'll see you at 7 o'clock for the Travelers Championship Best Bets. Maybe we'll see you on Galazzo with Buckets and Mackenzie. Either way, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you next time on The Early Edge. We rest our case.